Maintaining a positive mental disposition through a difficult marriage is tough. Certainly, the various hard times that a difficult marriage brings will disturb your peace. Not to mention, it can steal your joy and happiness. Moreover, the trials that you face in a difficult marriage will cause you to become confused about your spirituality. For instance, you may feel uncertain that God is even listening to your petitions. The petitions and nightly prayers that you have made unto God on behalf of your troubled marriage. Therefore, in this episode of Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage, we will list three Bible verses that will be a positive resource for encouragement. The encouragement that is often needed for a worried believer that is experiencing the hard times of a difficult marriage. Our first verse for you. It is one that you should hold on to. Hold on to this verse because you will need it in the forefront of your memory for more than a troubled marriage. This verse can be applied to many hard times and the rainy days of life. It is a verse that comforts. The verse is John, chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. After reading this verse, you should make a mental note that as a Christian, you have to make your peace with that fact in this world. You will have turmoil. You will have turmoil because this world is in opposition to Christ and his followers. And that turmoil that the world brings will extend even to your marriage. But also, be encouraged, just as the world gives you turmoil. Yet, being in Christ gives you peace. And be cognizant of this fact, that Christ has overcome the world. He has the victory. And if you stay steadfast in your belief in Christ, then through Christ, you are an overcomer. And you will overcome the turmoil that the world brings. And that includes the turmoil of a difficult marriage. The next verse that will bring you encouragement for a difficult marriage. It is a classic Bible passage that will help you maintain a positive disposition for the hard times that a difficult marriage brings. This verse is from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. The book of James is a book that places great emphasis on Christian living and spiritual maturity. Therefore, it opens with the concept that most people in the world would think is foolish. That concept is to be joyful, that you are going through a bad time. And the reasons for this is that James knows that God has a purpose for believers through their hardship, that at the conclusion of the hardship will result in a positive benefit for their life. And those benefits gained, such as perseverance or steadfastness, will make you into a stronger man or woman of God. So, therefore, be joyful while you suffer through your bad marriage. God is building you up. He is using your ordeal to mature you as a Christian. The final verse has to do with forgiveness. For the failure to forgive is often the choke point that strangles the life out of a marriage. The last verse is Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how many times shall my brother sin against me, and I still forgive him? Up to seven times? In verse 22, Jesus explained to Peter after he had asked, Lord, how many times shall my brother sin against me, and I still forgive him, up to 7 times. We see that Peter's limitation for forgiving someone was not in alignment with Jesus' answer. Jesus wanted Peter to know that God required an incalculable number. God required one to forgive without limit. Accordingly, God's forgiveness is unlimited. Thus, forgiving your spouse often and more times than you care to is an essential Christian value. And this is a value that has to be applied often within the marriage context for the God-fearing spouse that desires to be like Christ. I hope these Bible verses are beneficial to you. And if you have enjoyed this message, then please like the episode and share it with a friend.